Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Saturday, April 27th, and this is another episode, exciting episode, of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me. It's Dan.
Who else?
I didn't know where you were.
We were supposed to possibly have some people on the air with us, but no one won the Fantasy Football Podcast You Pick'em contest.
And no one won the rainbow. I won the rainbow bet.
You did win, but I didn't get the first five right.
Because what do I say?
I had three out of five.
There's always a team out there that screws up.
Well, I guess I should have looked into it a little closer and realized that Oakland was in the top five picking. And they're going to F something up all the time.
They're going to reach for...
There wasn't a kicker available at four, so...
Right.
So they took...
Wilkins, right?
No, they took Clelin Williams, who was way below all the other studs that were available. Kind of like when the Packers picked their project at 12.
Well, Williams was supposed to be... I can't even say his first name. Williams was supposed to be like a top two...
Quinnen Williams... Not Clelin or Clelin Farrell they picked. They picked Clelin Farrell from
right.
Clemson.
Okay.
I got the two mixed up. Clelin Williams. They all look, sound the same. Their names all sound the same. But
no one's name is John or Dave.
It's a Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. Yeah, it's all Clelin or Quinnen with silent V's and all that stuff in their name. And
well, did you see that one yesterday, Rock?
Rock Ya-Sin?
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping the Packers would have taken him later on.
But did you see what his first name really is?
Is it Rock Yohana Kamana?
No, it's like, it's like 12 letters.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
And no vowels?
Oh, no, lots of vowels, actually. Like, too many vowels.
Like Aquanetta or something?
It's weird.
Check out the website, mycffl.com. All the news and notes that we talk about. In fact, this could be a short podcast for you today. Not a lot of things to listen to, not a lot to talk about. We're going to dive into the first round of the NFL draft and kind of go over some things that I thought were interesting, things that make you go, type stuff. We have and Fantasy Girl and, of course, some news and notes. Fantasy Girl was suggested to us this week by our executive producer, Wayne. He was very vocal during the draft, wasn't he, on Thursday night.
And what was he trying to prove with his top seven pick?
He was wrong at the first pick.
I know. Was he trying to be cute?
I don't know what he was trying to do, but I honestly, when the draft started, I didn't even look at his draft because I knew it was wrong with the first. He had Nick Bosa going first, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, Wayne.
And I wanted to be fair because I was going to...
Yeah, because you weren't really on top of everything either, but I
knew...
You didn't go and be stupid enough to put one in.
But then I was going to say, I could see me saying, Wayne, what were you thinking?
And I was getting worried. Well, we had somebody with six. No one with seven.
Six?
Six.
In order?
The first six, correct.
Really?
So somebody was doing the whole, what do you call it, crazy Oakland foolishness. But
who was that?
I don't know. Somebody, some listener. I don't have any more because I got rid of them when we. But you yeah, know, that, we should have talked to him just for having the six.
Having Oakland's pick.
You get Oakland's pick, correct? You win.
Did anybody win?
No one won the
koozies?
No. You know what? I should send them out anyway. sending it in because otherwise I'm going to be stuck with all these things.
Just send one koozie out.
Oh, man. Like I said, check out the website. News and note links are there. If you're in the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League, I have the Fantasy Draft 27 logo up on the front page with the date.
That's right.
I mean, if you want to go to our website, just check that out. That's fine. The new Fantasy Girl for this week is up there, thanks to Wayne. And we still have our bets that we made from last week or last podcast. They're up there ready to go. But we first need to get some emails in here. You got to send us some emails. CFFpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
I was very excited about the people that got involved. I thought there would be more, although we had about 12 people involved in the contest. I was hoping there would be more, seeing our listener numbers, but apparently people don't want free dinners with their wives.
I hear you. I actually had to tell two of our listeners, and only one of them gave
get it sent in. Well, I had to do the same thing with Dave Byer. I'm like, dude, put something together. It's free. All it takes is 20 minutes to look online and figure something out. So he did that. Other than that, check out the fan line, 414-520-8249. Send us an email or a text or leave a voice message. We'll play it on the air for you and let us know what you think. But we waste time because there's something in the news that we need to get to because, you know, Dan and I were talking about it yesterday on my way home from work, and it's going to be a fun little discussion, I think. So are you ready for the news?
Yes.
Here we go. So do you think I should, like, send him a...
Oh, hell yeah.
Daniel, he had it right up to Daniel Jones.
Wow.
Or, well, he had Daniel Jones right, so he lost on 7.
Do you remember who we had at 7?
No, No. Please, there was somebody I had to look at. And I just, Wayne's was the first one to go.
Oh, he probably had the tight end going at 7 to Jacksonville. No?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. That was 2 days ago.
You can't remember what day it is.
It's time for the news and notes, everybody. And like I said, we talked about this yesterday, but I'm starting to think there's something in the water in Kansas City. First, the team got rid of Kareem Hunt. Jamal Charles. After he was found too stupid not to beat on his girlfriend in the hallways of a Las Vegas hotel.
Right.
Now, looks like Tyreek Hill is too stupid to realize that you need to make sure that your estranged girlfriend isn't recording your arguments.
And was it
for about how you broke your son's arm and about how he's terrified of you.
So it was his fiance or whatever?
And she recorded it as an insurance policy and gave the recording to a friend who, after everything was dismissed, and the NFL said, we're not going to do anything, the police said, we're not going to do anything because there's any proof, she was afraid for the son or for the kid, turned it over to the, I don't know if it was cops or newspaper or whatever it was. So she turned him in, not the girlfriend. Does that change anything?
No. So
still makes the girlfriend a douchebag too because she isn't taking care of her son?
The girlfriend's
friend yeah.
Recorded it.
No. The girlfriend recorded it. What's her name? Laquandra.
No, it was like Quinn.
Simpson or,
it was like Quinton.
Crystal Espinal.
Oh, that's not the one I thought it was.
Crystal Espinal, his girlfriend, Tyreek Hill's girlfriend or fiance or whatever.
Is this the one that he beat? The one. Back in college?
That I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with his rap sheet. So she recorded the argument.
Right.
Gave it to her friend to hold on to as an insurance policy. And then when everything was dismissed by the cops in the NFL, the friend, felt afraid for the child, the 3-year-old kid. And then gave it to, I don't remember if it was the cops or the, I think it's in here somewhere.
Okay.
Wow.
But it was kind of funny because I didn't know that this was going down, of course, until the draft starts up again. And then we get the pot gas mask of what was his name?
Laramie Tunsil.
Laramie Tunsil. Mr. Good Guy. I don't know. We're sitting at Hooters, and it all shows up on the screen, and all of a sudden I see Brian on the phone, and he's playing with the internet, and all of a sudden he starts reading the transcript of the...
I read the transcript. I never heard never listened to the audio.
Yeah, oh, man. So the transcript, you want me to read it for you?
Do you have it up?
I do have it up. The transcript goes a little something like this. Crystal Espinal. He started crying and you were like, shut up. Shut up. Stop crying. Stop crying. Tyreek Hill, right? Crystal Espinal. He kept crying because he was scared. He's terrified. You grabbed onto him somehow or he fell. One of the two. Hill. I didn't do nothing. So right there, he just admitted he did something.
Right.
When you say I didn't do nothing, I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Crystal, then why does he say daddy did it? Why? He says daddy does a lot of things, Tyreek Hill said. Crystal Espinal. A three-year-old is not going to lie about what happened to his arm. And then oh, the whole thing about how he's terrified of you. And then he goes, you should be terrified of me too, bitch. That was when I laughed when Brian said that part. But less than 8 hours after Hill said that the care and safety of his child was his main focus in life, KCTV, so she gave the recording to the TV station.
Okay.
Aired part of an 11-minute audio file in which...
How much cash do you think she made off of that?
I wonder.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Says daddy did it regarding the kid's broken arm. Hill denied any role in what happened to the child's arm, adding, he says daddy does a lot of things. She also tells him their son is terrified of you, which Brian put in there. You need to be terrified of me too, bitch. Later in conversation, Espinal asks, Hill, what do you do when the child is bad? You make him open up his arms and you punch him in the chest. And he's three.
Three. Can you imagine? I'd probably drop over dead if somebody did that to me.
It reminds me of that professional wrestler who always had the heart punch.
Oh, yeah.
Way back in the old days of the AWA.
Oh, yeah.
That's for all those older people. After recording came out, the Chiefs GM, Brett Veach, made a statement saying, in light of the thing that transpired, he can't even say, you know, what it was. The thing that transpired tonight, I did think it was appropriate to address the media on behalf of the organization. Later he said, earlier this evening, we were made aware of the audio between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal in real time, just like in the general public. We were deeply disturbed by what we heard, deeply concerned. Obviously, we had great concern for Crystal. We are greatly concerned for Tyreek, but our main focus and our main concern is with the young child. As soon as the draft concluded, after the last pick, I had a chance to call Drew Rosenhaus, and we decided that at this time and for the foreseeable future, Tyreek Hill will not be part in any team activities. We are going to gather more information. We're going to blah, 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 blah regarding Tyreek. So, we talked about this yesterday, like I said.
Right.
And I am now on your side. I think that this and the whole Adrian Peterson thing are more blatant and deserve more punishment than the Ray Rice and Joe Mixon thing.
And Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt and
Wow. I'm right.
Well, I'm saying I agree with you. At the time, I thought they were all about even. But there is no excuse. If this is true, what he did to a three-year-old, innocent, defenseless child.
Right.
He should be done. He should be done.
Yeah.
Just done.
I agree.
Is that going too far?
No, I totally agree. I thought
we'd have a little more discussion on this.
Well, I just my biggest thing is I want people to remember what Tyreek Hill did is bad, but I also want them to remember what Adrian Peterson did was just as bad.
Yes, and you saw the pictures of it,
right?
This you're hearing an audio recording,
but I think it's funny though, a future Hall of Fame running back didn't get anything. And I know you said, well, he
missed the season, although he was paid.
Yeah, he got paid that whole season.
Yep.
Otherwise, he never got suspended for anything.
Ray Rice is still not playing.
Right.
Ray Rice got aft by the NFL.
Just so you know, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying what he did is wrong or is right. He's a douchebag, too, but
totally.
You know, like what came to my senses yesterday, like I told you, every one of them women has the opportunity to leave,
right?
To turn him in, because if this happened once, this isn't the first time this has
exactly.
happened.
Exactly.
If he's doing this stuff someplace where it could be videotaped, this is not the first time Ray Rice, Kareem Hunt, Joe Mixon, and so on and so forth did these things.
The kid that you were telling me about from Tennessee?
The kid from that was drafted by Tennessee. Tennessee. Oh, I was going to look up his name, and I completely forgot.
Jeffrey Simmons. I watched the video yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he gets drafted with the teams knowing that when he was 18 years old, he beat up some girl who was beating up his sister, and then the mom, do you see the mom come in?
Yeah.
Dude, she needs a few less burgers.
A couple.
And this comes from a guy who's overweight. But that was and he's just wailing away on her. Like, take the picture the video that I know everybody's seen with the Easter Bunny that was beating somebody up in the, did you see that video?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, maybe nobody has seen it. Anyways, so yeah, beating up a girl who was beating up his sister. Granted, props for you for coming in and protecting your sister, but you don't go and start hauling off on some other woman.
I was fine up the point when you said he shoved the girl off his sister
or
whatever.
Yeah, it was the wailing away on her after that.
Then and holy shit was he wailing away on her. And that guy's unfortunately I can say he's probably he's about huge. My weight.
And for 18, but he was 18 at the time. He was in high school.
Yeah, he was a man child.
But like I said, I am now of the opinion that Tariq Hill, Kareem Hunt, who's the other guy? Adrian Peterson. They should be done. Out of the league.
Yep. I totally agree.
And even with Adrian Peterson, there's punishment for your child. And then there's going over the top.
Well, once again, and I said this to a coworker of mine, if you think Adrian Peterson learned his lesson, if you think he's not still whipping his child today.
He's just sure there ain't any pictures.
Exactly.
Or he's doing something where, and allegedly, this is our opinion.
Right.
Where he's not being going to be able to be caught.
Right.
Or else maybe the mother actually did something and doesn't have any contact with him, or they figured something out.
And that could, I guess, very well be true, but I guarantee he's, in my opinion.
Wow, so that went a little better than I thought it would.
Well, I did.
You weren't ready for me to agree with you.
Right. Well, but I went, we also talked about the bigger issue, or what I think is a bigger issue.
Yeah, see,
Did you lose me, or did I lose you on this?
I wouldn't care, because there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to get those guys in a draft. But
well, you're not going to take them because you have the moral compass to not take them.
Well, let's not say that. I draft Johnny Manziel?
He is another story. Do we have his?
I can't figure out.
It went from Johnny to John.
And now it's back to Johnny forever.
Forever. Yeah.
And he looks like he's like a gang member. Have you seen the pictures of him?
Did you hear the his interview with Dan Patrick?
No.
When he's like, Dan Patrick was introducing him, and he goes, wait a minute. It's John Manziel. And I'm like, holy shit, stop the interview, dumbass.
Oh, man. But anyways, should we move on?
Yes, let's move on.
Before we get to the draft postmortem round one, the Steelers. You hear what they did?
They signed Ben.
Big Ben to a 2-year contract extension. Now, do you believe at all that he's going to be playing in 2021?
How old is he?
He's the same year as Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers.
If he does not have any serious injuries, yeah, I think he was dealing with a diva wide receiver and
a diva running back.
Yeah, just I don't think Ben's an angel by any means.
Yeah.
But I do think he's a winner.
He's a winner.
And I could.
But he's a very slow one. He might even be slower than Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah. But he's bigger and he's more athletic than Tom Brady, though.
Yeah.
Like, he can actually take a hit where Tom, yeah.
Tom can't.
Tom will fold like a
all
cheap
right.
suit.
So, do you? I was telling you a story yesterday. We're getting into a draft postmortem here. Did you, the whole Nick Bosa thing, where apparently the San Francisco 49ers fans are upset that the 49ers drafted him?
Right.
Because of a tweet that he put out saying Kaepernick is a clown?
Yeah. And why can't anybody say that? Because I think Kaepernick.
He is a clown.
Yeah.
But he apparently took that down because he was, he goes, I definitely made some insensitive decisions throughout my life, and I'm just excited to be here with a clean slate. I'm sorry if I hurt anybody. Now, and this is another thing I learned too.
Oh.
When somebody says, if I offended you, I'm sorry.
They're not really sorry?
They're not really. They're only sorry if you're offended. If you're not offended, he doesn't give a shit.
Right.
So I definitely didn't intend for that to be the case, Bosa said. Bad decision. I respect what Kaepernick's done. If it empowers anybody, then he's doing good things. No.
No.
It's not true. So at the time we were saying, oh, Nick Bosa, I'm on board with him even more. Now I'm starting to rethink that.
Because he recanted or whatever.
Folded like a cheap suit.
Yeah.
Which coming up too about Donovan McNabb. Did you hear that?
No.
All right, we'll get to that. Obvious first question for the draft. Did any of the teams, I mean, granted, Josh Rosen was traded away yesterday to Miami.
Speaking of Josh Rosen, what was up with, did you see the video on Steve Smith, like, going off on Josh Rosen?
No. What did he say? Steve Smith, the midget receiver?
Yeah. You're going to have to look this up, and then on our next podcast.
Okay, we'll talk about it?
We'll talk about it.
All right. But how do any of these teams that took a quarterback in round one,
right?
And now I know why, but sorry, maybe I shouldn't even talk about this, but I think Josh Rosen was the better quarterback of any of those ones that were available, including Kyler Murray.
I totally agree with you.
I mean, wouldn't you, like, let's say you're the Giants, and I don't understand Daniel Jones going to the Giants.
I understand Daniel Jones going to the Giants. I don't understand.
You do? Not
at six, though.
But, I mean, if you are believing what the GM was saying all along before the draft, saying we're going to draft the best player available, we're not drafting for need, we're not doing this and that, there's no way, number one, Daniel Jones is the best player available at six.
Like I said, I totally agree.
And the other thing he said was that it was important that they have players that are going to be able to handle playing in New York. Daniel Jones is from frickin' somewhere in North Carolina.
Yeah, some small...
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, I thought it was a small little town.
I think it's Charlotte. Huh. I was looking at that, but... how's he going to... Doesn't he have like a spaghetti arm? Isn't his arm like horrible? Not horrible, but it's like not very strong? Or am I thinking of Drew Locke from Missouri?
You think Drew Locke doesn't have a good arm?
I heard one of those two, and they don't have a very strong arm. I think Dwayne Haskins, Josh Rosen, was better than him. Washington should have given up their draft pick. But again, like I said, Miami gave up a second this year, and I don't think they gave up anything else for him.
No, just a second, I believe. Yeah, right.
So Arizona lost out on that deal because they were standing firm that they didn't want anything less than a first-round pick for him.
Right.
So
I think Miami made a great trade.
Oh my God. And then there's still, I was listening today before you showed up for this, but they were talking on ESPN too about how the Dolphins have so much draft capital stocked up for next year, and they're doing this whole thing calling tank for Tua.
Right.
But they're saying that maybe they won't do that now that they have Josh Rosen. But even if they do, they might still have the pick to take Tua Tagovailoa next year. Like, why would you do that They're saying if Josh Rosen doesn't pan out to be.
Right, and it only costs him a second-round pick is right. probably what they're thinking.
Right.
Because, quite honestly, after who I can't say the guy's name from Alabama or the guy from
Tua.
Tua. Yeah. And then Herbert.
Yeah, Justin Herbert from Oregon.
Okay, they're going to be two of the high. I mean, you know there's going to be a quarterback coming out of somewhere also.
Yep.
But who needs a quarterback now? Do the Patriots tell Tom?
Well, Washington took Dwayne Haskins, right?
Right. And he's not going to be that good of a quarterback.
Who else is going to need a quarterback?
Green Bay? No. Too soon?
Yeah, I'd have to think about that. Who would need a quarterback?
Cincinnati?
Cincinnati. Yeah, because they were talking about Cincinnati trading up to or trading for Josh Rosen, too.
But didn't they draft?
No, Denver took Drew Locke. So they don't even need a quarterback now.
Well, Denver's...
it'd be great if one of those two guys falls and the Packers can get as a backup next year. Same thing with either. Well, Tua ain't going to fall that far for the Packers. But if Justin Herbert would fall, oh my God.
Bye,
do the same thing that they did with Aaron Rodgers for Brett Favre. Let him just sit there for a year or two.
Two, yeah.
Oh my God. So make up for this year's stupid draft. Washington took Dwayne Haskins, like I said, granted, you know, it's a guy that the owner wanted, and when the owner wants something, they get him. He gets to play fantasy football with his prerogative. Arizona Cardinals.
I think their second pick was better than their first pick.
Than Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
I am not sold on Kyler Murray, which you see the – I don't know if you were watching before the draft started, but ESPN spent the first hour before the draft started comparing Kyler Murray to Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes. And I'm like, dude, they're really trying to sell this. And that they've also went over the top trying to reassure everyone that Murray stands 5'10" and 1/8 inches.
Oh, yeah.
During the pre-draft interviews. During one of the pre-draft interviews, he was standing next to one of the female talking heads on ESPN.
And he was shorter?
He was looking up to her.
Oh, my God.
So after that, they realized that, oh, that's not looking good. So the next time that he was interviewed, they made sure that it was the diminutive Susie Kolber. So he was actually taller than her. And then when he got drafted, you know how they get drafted and then they go off to the side and they talk to somebody?
Right.
So on the chyron on the bottom, they put the name up.
And his size?
No, just had his name, Kyler Murray. That little name box was sponsored by DXL. Like, okay, that makes sense. Kyler Murray, sponsored by the extra large, big and tall guy store.
Nice.
First round reach of the draft came early. Cost everybody their entry into our podcast contest. Oakland, who else? Clelin Ferrell at number 4.
But that's what I'm telling you, though. There's always a team that reaches for somebody.
Man. And I'm not saying that Clelin Ferrell doesn't have the chance to be a great player, but taking him when there were clearly better players available on the board, it was mind-boggling to me. And I'm not giving a pass, like I said, to Green Bay either.
Oh, God.
Rashawn Gary at number 12. A guy that everywhere you looked was being considered a project. When you're picking that high in a draft, and the stats tell you that about 70% of the picks made in the top 10 have proven to be quality players in the NFL, and a little over 50% of the players are chosen when the Packers picked, being like 11 to 15-ish area, where Packers took Gary. I don't know why you would take a chance on someone when you're not positive that they're going to make a big impact.
Exactly.
I mean, you have a 50-50 chance right now of getting a guaranteed stud, and you use that pick on a project. We can trade down and get them. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Daniel Jones, like I said, the second quarterback taken in the draft. He went to the Giants, which pretty much proves that the GM was lying. Yeah, he's from Charlotte, North Carolina. I thought it was a terrible pick.
Yeah. I didn't think there was any wide or quarterback worthy of a top 10 pick in this draft.
No. Even Kyler Murray wasn't. Yeah. And then when their targeted tight end went, taking one pick before their pick, the Denver Broncos moved away from their number 10 spot with the Steelers. And the Steelers selected Devin Bush. Love that pick. That would have loved to have seen him as a Packer.
Really?
Yep. And the Broncos ended up with what I thought was the lesser of the two remaining tight ends. They took Noah Fant out of Iowa, who doesn't sound very good as far as talent-wise.
Right.
Tight end. And then, of course, the first pro post-draft dynasty rookie rankings came out. And the first quarterback taken on the board, Kyler Murray, is at number 16. So he didn't even make the top 10 as a dynasty fantasy football rookie.
I am making a prediction, though. He is going to be the first pick in our
dynasty draft?
In our dynasty draft.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have the first pick, so it ain't going to be me.
No, it's...
Is it Wayne?
No.
Oh, it's one of the...
The new guy that traded with...
Isn't it the other Canadian guy?
No, Andrew traded the number one pick.
To Pack Attack?
To Pack Attack. And Andrew, I think, did well on that trade.
Oh, yeah. So top 10 list, top dynasty rookie rankings go like this. Wide receiver Hakeem Butler.
Who hasn't, did he get drafted yet?
He was drafted, I think,
yesterday. In the third round, yes.
Running back Josh Jacobs went to Oakland.
That's a pretty good value pick there.
Wide receiver N'Keal Harry.
Oh, to the Patriots.
Patriots. Wide receiver, speaking of this guy, wide receiver A.J. Brown. I asked you if you saw him when he got drafted.
No, not A.J.
A.J. Brown, yeah. Hollywood Brown.
I thought that was Marcus.
Oh, Marquise Brown. Yes, you're right. Marquise Brown. We'll get to him. He's coming up. Okay. Wide receiver D.K. Metcalf at 5. Running back David Montgomery. Running back Darrell Henderson. Wide receiver Marquise Brown. Did you get to see the video?
I have not seen the video.
Oh, my God. What a. And this. Ready for a little rant for me? Or let's finish the top 10. Running back Miles Sanders, wide receiver Miles Boykin. Okay. I am so tired of hearing all these freaking talking heads and players talking about how they're so poor that they need to be paid for playing college football, that they can't afford to do anything, they can't afford to have fun, they can't afford this, blah, blah, blah. Marquise Brown shows up for his interview after he's picked. He's got some huge fucking gangster rap necklace on with diamond studs, and then he starts talking, and his mouth, he's got studded upper and lower grill in.
But to be fair to him, did he just get that before the draft?
Irrelevant. You don't have a penny yet.
Well, but the
you
agents,
don't know where you're
the,
agent, be
the agents are
giving them a loan.
They're fronting them a little
for
bit.
For their little suits.
Yeah, they're trusting
Kyler Murray in his pink pinstripe
obviously
suit.
You haven't watched Ballers yet.
No, I haven't watched Ballers. But who's giving him the money to get full body tattooed during the season?
Well, the agents.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
On the side?
Well, and wherever else he's been getting money from, too. Let's not go into the college thing, but don't worry. College players are taking
plenty. All these linemen aren't fat for no reason whatsoever. But they get room and board. But that's, anyways. All right, next. What is the one thing I always say to never do after you make a comment that you know is true, but you end up getting flack for it?
What's that?
Don't ever backtrack from your comment, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
It makes you look weak and ignorant. Well, let's welcome Donovan McNabb to the Weak and Ignorant Club. Oh, God. McNabb came out early last week and said that the Eagles should move on from Carson Wentz if he isn't able to lead them out of the second round of the playoffs. True?
What?
He said that the Eagles should move on from Carson Wentz if he continues to show that he's not able to lead the team out of the second round of the playoffs. He made that comment.
And you say that's true?
That's 100% correct. If he's going to be an injury-prone guy that can't be there for the team when they need him, move on.
You're going to let
Carson Wentz
go? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Go ahead.
They were ready to keep Nick Foles.
Is that what McNabb said, that they were ready to keep?
Well, no, but I mean, they made that. They wanted to keep him around. They wanted to keep him around because they can't count on Carson Wentz.
If anybody thinks Nick Foles is a better quarterback than Carson Wentz.
He's not. But they wanted him to stay around because they can't count on Carson Wentz.
So,
they have a quarterback who has been unable to make it through a season as their starting quarterback.
Okay.
You need to move on if you cannot count on him to be there. Nick Foles' miracle performances aren't going to be there next year because he's in Jacksonville.
Nick Foles is not a good quarterback.
Of Jacksonville needs a quarterback.
Hell yeah.
And even though McNabb didn't clarified his comments. It doesn't help him out anyway whatsoever, I don't think.
Right.
When you need to clarify a comment, it makes you look foolish.
There's
nothing to clarify.
I can't believe you agree with him.
I agree with him 100%.
So in that same case, then the Packers should move on from Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Because Aaron Rodgers can't stay healthy.
Well, not when he's getting cheap shot, no.
Oh, Jesus balls. Okay, I knew it.
Carson Wentz got hurt trying to be a Mr. Superstar diving into the end zone, tore his knee up. He's got a bad back that's just nagging him all the time.
Okay.
Right?
Wow. Why?
McNabb said in his clarification, quote, "For those of you who misread, didn't understand, were confused, or just didn't like my comments, let me clarify for you. Let me start by saying there's no beef, riff, or ill will towards Wentz for the Eagles." Now, stop the tape.
Right.
When you have to say there's no ill will or riff, you can pretty much guarantee there's ill will.
Oh, yeah. Donna McNabb's ignorant.
McNabb continued, "My comments were strictly based off of experience and understanding of how the business works. You are constantly evaluated every day, every game, and if you are reliable and or healthy enough to play. I know at times as players and fans it can be confusing to move on from a beloved player, but due to the business of health and trust, tough decisions are usually made." He's absolutely right, but he didn't need to clarify that because that was all in his comments. People who understand things know that that's the facts. It's like saying, "If I offended you, I apologize."
Right. I
disagree wholeheartedly.
I totally disagree with you people that Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback.
Not a franchise quarterback.
Oh, my God. That,
that's like saying Kurt Warner is a franchise quarterback. It's like saying Donovan McNabb was a franchise quarterback.
Yeah. Case in point.
Yes.
They should have moved on from Donovan McNabb third or fourth season.
They should have moved on from him when he puked on the field during the playoffs. He couldn't handle the stress.
I'd take Carson Wentz over Donovan McNabb any day.
TJ Yeldon made his way to another team this offseason, which makes me sad. Buffalo Bills signed the Alabama running back to a 2-year deal. He's coming off a 104 carry season in which he rushed for 414 yards and one touchdown, but he did most of his damage, however, through the air, catching 55 catches, passes, or whatever you call them, for 487 yards and four touchdowns. This gives the Bills a backfield that includes LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore, and now TJ Yeldon. Which one of those guys doesn't make the regular season roster? Assuming there aren't any injuries during the training camp.
I'm going out on a limb and say it's LeSean McCoy.
You think so? Yeah. Think he's done?
I think they're just going to be done with him.
Moving on.
And they're going to save some money.
Like the Bears did from Jordan Howard?
I mean, unless there's a serious cap hit with cutting him.
Yeah.
I would say they might. I mean, the guy.
Or they wait for an injury somewhere else and trade him to another team?
I would just cut him. Yeah. He's a 30-year-old, over 30-year-old running back who last year looked terrible. and
plus, you got the club incident.
Well, the club incident, and he didn't.
He had the thing with his girlfriend, too.
Exactly.
That's right.
How soon we forget.
Oh, see?
Let's remember so Adrian Peterson whipped his child.
We should make the all-girlfriend beating list. We'll have to work on that for next week.
God, Adrian Peterson, what a loser.
And they're all skill players. Well, you don't hear about the linemen other than the who's the guy that went into MMA after playing for Dallas.
Randy Gregory?
No.
Greg Ellis.
The guy who played for Carolina.
Yeah, Ellis, wasn't it? Yeah, I'm right.
Well, we'll look into this.
Okay.
That's it for the news and notes. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, I just want to do, the only thing I want to add is the cheesy joke about the fact that I want to sue ABC for showing a picture of DK Metcalf.
Why?
Well,
the one with the ripped?
Oh, my God. He totally stole my body.
I know. Photoshopped?
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, not only that, but I don't know if that's a good thing for him. Who is the other guy? Running back. Herschel Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Had all that really low body fat, and that didn't help him out.
Yeah, but
sometimes you need that for cushion.
Yeah, you need a little cushion.
Because that muscle bruises really easy.
I think DK Metcalf might be the largest wide receiver I've ever seen besides
I'll tell you, it's an amazing picture.
Oh, the guy's huge, and he's, oh, wow. Do you think
Dan has a crush.
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, all right, well, there you go. Dan's little crush right before we get into the club.
Yeah.
And that's it. We have news and notes, and here we are. We're going into the club. Dan needs a drink, and we're going to we're going to get our new fantasy girl. Here we go. I suppose you do need one newer. It's time, everybody, for the fantasy girl of the week. Your chance to put away the football stuff and kind of just look at some pictures of pretty girls, because we're men and we don't play this whole PC correct stuff. How about if I just go to the website?
There you go.
Because they have the best pictures on there. Check out the website for the fantasy girl, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. How about that one? And what we'll do is
perfect.
Go over our fantasy girl, and you know, Dan will get to make picks on her size.
I'm not promising
anything this week.
Doing as well as I did last week.
And our fantasy girl this week, like I said, we can thank Wayne, our executive producer. He picked her out, and I wasn't really necessarily.
You're not?
I'm not a fan.
Really?
No. No, and there's something about Amazon women that I'm not really a fan of.
She only played one on TV.
Yeah.
Or a movie.
Our fantasy girl this week, Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot Varsano was born April 30th, 1985. She was born in Petah Tikva, Israel. In Hebrew, her name means wave, and her surname means riverbanks. Does that help you at all?
No. I'm just staring. Because I'm looking at this picture. Do you notice this picture you have of her?
Yeah, what about it?
It looks like she's
Peeing? Yeah, she's just got out of water. Oh, the water's dripping from her swimsuit.
Okay, they should fix that.
She's an Israeli actress and model. At the age of 18, she was crowned Miss Israel in 2004 and then served 2 years in the Israeli Defense Forces as a combat instructor.
Wow.
She'd kick your ass.
She could kick my ass.
Gadot's first international film role came as Giselle Yashar in Fast and Furious 2009. She went on to worldwide fame, however, when she took the role of Wonder Woman, beginning with Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice in 2016. Which was followed by the solo film Wonder Woman. Gadot married Israeli real estate developer Yaron Varsano in 2008, and they have two daughters together.
She has kids?
Two daughters.
Wow.
Gal and her husband owned a boutique hotel in Tel Aviv, which she helped run. and the couple later sold the hotel for $26 million. The brown-haired, brown-eyed Israeli actress stands 5'10" tall. You have your bell ready?
Yep.
She weighs 128 pounds.
5'10". Okay.
And her measurements are...
I feel pressure. I don't like when you hold that up to the speaker like that. I am going to go 5'10".
5'10", 128 pounds, size 2. Oh,
okay. 34B.
Correct.
I love it when I do that to
Son
you.
Son of a bitch. Waist.
Jeez, I feel pressure. I don't like this. Somebody else has to do this from now on. I'll go 24. Oh. 23?
23.
Of course.
And hips.
In this picture, I would say...
Oops.
34?
Fuck. 34B, 23, 34.
Wow.
Gal Gadot, your fantasy girl of the week.
Any competition out there? Does anybody want
to... anybody want to... To challenge the Dan Man at the girls, Gal Gadot,
and you don't like her?
No, not a fan. Not a fan.
Huh. That one doesn't do anything for me.
No. Here we are.
Sorry.
Check her out on the website.
We should finish this up.
MyCFFL.com. That's it for this week, everybody. First round, actually today. The final full draft is going to be done.
Do we want to talk about what, before we finish this?
Yeah.
What was your overall, do you have a little, like, grade for Nashville?
What the Packers did?
No.
You know what? Ever since they've left New York, I think Nashville has probably been the most successful. They had 200,000 people there last night and on the opening night.
Right.
Now, I wouldn't want to be there.
Hell no.
Because, you know, we'd be on one of those side streets not seeing anything.
Right.
And
probably paying to be down there.
Oh, my God. When it's expensive to stay in Nashville
right.
when there's nothing going on. Can you imagine what they were charging for hotels?
Oh, God.
And then I was reading articles about how all the women are pissed because it's screwing up their... what is it called there? What's the party the girls have before they get married? Bachelorette parties.
Bachelorette parties.
Apparently, a lot of them go to Nashville for bachelorette parties, and they can't walk the bar strip there because all the people are on there for the draft, so they're all pissed.
That they.
So, of course, you know, everybody's got to be offended now for
do
that.
A better, yeah, exactly. Do a better job planning your bachelorette party.
Figure out where everything's going to be, when, what time. But I think it looks like a blast.
Yeah.
I thought Dallas looked horrible. Philadelphia was disgusting. Chicago, you froze your ass off because you're down by the lake in April.
Right.
And where was the other place they've had it? Is that the only three so far?
Philly,
Dallas, Chicago, and now Nashville. Yeah, okay. But nothing will beat being in New York, being at the Radio City Music Hall.
Right. And I just don't – I feel – the venue looked cool.
Yeah. But you can't see anything.
You can't see anything.
It looked like there were TVs for the people way in the back. You're just there partying
right.
on the street.
Can we go back to Roger Goodell making the picks in the first round and his second in command.
Yeah, kind of like they do in the NBA.
Yeah, because the whole...
Bringing somebody out there.
Some
and
dumbass.
Always having to have the military come, which I appreciate.
I appreciate, yeah.
But, you know, they're only doing that because they're getting such flack.
But who was the guy in the second round, the second pick? The guy from...
Did you hear the Indianapolis kicker guy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was funny, but it's just... There's no place. Let's just
get the shit done and let's make the pick and move on.
Well, but, you know, everybody's going to try and outdo what the Philly kicker did that one year.
Right.
When they were in Dallas.
And who was the – Indianapolis had two guys, Pat McAfee and then the guy that made their first pick in the second round.
Was it Reggie Wayne?
Yeah, he had a, like, fight with –
he had a couple picks.
He had a kind of, like, fight with – you know, don't boo me or...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh,
I just heard the Pat McAfee thing. I was laughing my ass. Yeah, it got a little long, but it was cute. You know, it makes it fun for the fans.
Oh, but, just make the damn pick.
So do that. Send us an email, cffpodcast@hotmail.com or Dan at...
Strap1971@yahoo.
Yahoo. And then let us know where you think they should have the draft next year.
And talk to me if you agree or disagree with me about Adrian Peterson and Tyreek Hill.
Should be out of the league?
Yeah.
And then call us on the fan line, 414-520-8249. Leave a message. Leave a text. Whatever you want to do. But until the next episode, I'm going to be out of town next week. I'm going to the Bahamas. Going for my photo shoot.
Tough.
I know. Tough. You want to go along and be my assistant?
I always want to go along.
I'm going to be shooting swimwear on an island.
Wow, you do have a rough life.
I know. Well, I'm overworked. So we won't be here next week. Maybe the week after. We'll see what happens. But we're going to start ramping up for the season. Now we can start doing mock drafts now that the draft is done and start getting shit ready to go.
Let's, yep.
All right. So until then, be good.
Bye-bye.